I know that what I'm about to say would drive your high school Italian teacher absolutely crazy. It's like magic. In fact, I call it Italian sentence magic. It's so easy, it's like waving a magic wand. Here's the secret. All you do is this. Learn the modal forms, I like, I want, I'm going to, I have to, and so forth, in Italian. And then add to them an infinitive, to personalize it, to express your own original ideas. Infinitives in English always begin with to. An infinitive is the dictionary definition of a verb, like to talk, to walk, to go, to eat. In English, the process would go like this. The modal form, I want, followed by an infinitive to make it personal and original, to go. Put them together. I want sets the mood. To go makes it personal and original and expresses your immediate desire. I want the mood. To go, personal and original. Put them together. I want to go. In Italian, you would say, I want, voglio.
Voglio.
To go, andare.
Andare.
Put them together. Voglio andare. I want to go. Voglio andare.
Voglio andare.
That's it. It's so simple. Let's review with another example. Step one, this time we'll choose, I'm going to. Sto per. The modal form, I'm going to. I'm about to. Sto per. Step two, the infinitive, which always begins with to in English. To eat, to talk, to walk, to go, and so forth. This time we'll select one of my favorite infinitives. To eat. Mangiare. Put them together, and you have an original sentence. I'm going to eat. Sto per mangiare. Sto per mangiare. Now, isn't that easy? The first part sets the mood. I'm going to. Sto per. The second part, the infinitive, mangiare, personalizes the sentence and makes it original. It allows you to create an original sentence quickly and easily, as if by magic. Italian sentence magic. Okay, let's try this one. I'm going to. In Italian, sto per. To pay. Pagare. Put the two together. Say, I'm going to pay. Sto per pagare. Sto per pagare. Please remember this. The first part is the modal verb that sets the mood. I'm going to. Sto per. I have to. Debo. I want. Voglio. I like. Mi piace. And so forth. The second part is the infinitive, which personalizes your short but effective and original sentence. Some examples of common infinitives in Italian would be andare, to go, parlare, to speak, lavorare, to work, mangiare, to eat, and so forth. Combining these two simple elements produces the foundation for your future communicative ability in Italian.